the Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 28th, 2025. I'm Mike Clifford. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that a U.S. plan to end the war in Ukraine could form the basis for future agreements, but renewed threats to seize more territory by force unless Kyiv withdraws. That from CNN. The report, Putin confirmed that the Kremlin was expecting a U.S. delegation headed by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff to visit Moscow early next week. CNN notes chances of a swift breakthrough appear to be slim after Putin repeated his maximalist demands, saying the war in Ukraine will only end once Ukrainian troops withdraw from the territories they occupy. Putin added, if they don't withdraw, we will achieve this through military means. The area Russia is demanding includes the fortress belt of heavily defended towns and cities that are seen as vital for Ukrainian security. Kyiv and its European allies made it clear that territorial concessions are a red line for them. Meantime, when folks in Ohio prepare to vote in next year's midterms, they may have another new restriction to navigate. Civic engagement voices are warning about the state potentially eliminating the grace period for returning absentee ballots post-election day.
Governor Mike DeWine will soon decide whether to sign a bill pushed through the GOP-led legislature. It would only allow election offices to count absentee ballots if they arrive before polls close on election day. The grace period has already been whittled down in recent years, currently sitting at 4 days. Jen Miller of the League of Women Voters of Ohio says it would be logistically hard for local administrators to make another adjustment and inform voters.
They don't have unlimited resources, so it is highly likely that a lot of voters will go into the next election cycle and have no idea that these rules have changed.
Republican lawmakers contend they're preparing in advance of a possible U.S. Supreme Court decision stemming from a case out of Mississippi. There was also pressure from the Trump administration with threats of litigation through the Justice Department following an executive order suggesting these moves align with election integrity. I'm Mike Moen.
And Small Business Saturday is coming up this weekend, providing Illinoisans with an opportunity to support their local community businesses.
Small Business Saturday takes place after Black Friday, post-Thanksgiving Day of deals at many large retail stores. Ranja Meeks with Self-Help Credit Union says entrepreneurs in Illinois and across the country will be looking for their neighbors to show up Saturday.
That offers a lot of support. It offers reassurance about their business, about their product. I believe that will go a long way and sustain them beyond the time period of just Small Business Saturday.
Illinois has about 1.3 million small businesses, making up the vast majority of businesses in the state. They employ over 2.4 million people, which is about 44% of the state's total workforce. Mark Richardson reporting.
This is Public News Service. Parts of the Midwest Great Lakes region are bracing for a strong storm as an estimated 82 million Americans travel to gather in celebration of Thanksgiving. That for The Guardian, they report Thursday morning more than 800 flights were delayed. The National Weather Service says heavy snow is likely to hit parts of Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan between 6 and 10 inches beginning Friday afternoon and going through Saturday evening. This month, caregivers nationwide are lifting the veil on what it really takes to support aging parents and loved ones with serious health needs.
In Georgia, Vanetta Williams has spent most of her life taking care of multiple relatives, including her mother and stepfather, all while balancing a full-time job. She says many families quietly make these sacrifices every day without the workplace protections or resources they need.
I think it's undervalued because it's one of those things to where you're supposed to take care of a family member because that's what you do.
As a care fellow with Caring Across Generations, Williams says many caregivers feel alone in the day-to-day work of keeping loved ones on track. After attending CareFest, where caregivers shared similar struggles, she says it became clear that families everywhere are juggling the same pressures without support systems that would make caregiving more manageable. Williams says transportation has become one of the most unpredictable parts of caregiving, especially when appointments are far from home. For Georgia News Connection, I'm Shantia Hudson. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Finally, New York wildlife could see severe impacts from a proposal to weaken the Endangered Species Act.
The federal government is proposing to revert the law to its 2019-2020 framework to improve regulatory predictability, align federal action with the best interpretation of the law, and strengthen American energy independence. Jewel Tomasula with the Endangered Species Coalition says this change puts the administration's drill baby drill agenda and economic interests ahead of wildlife protections.
They're pointing at developments that would make money for a few people over the health of nature and our future generations having these wonderful wildlife and biodiversity experiences. So we find this extremely disappointing, but it is in line with all the decisions that have been made.
The 52-year-old law is responsible for populations of New York's piping plover and other grassland birds rebounding among the 1,600 species that have seen similar benefits. But the Endangered Species Act has already run into barriers, such as funding decreases by Congress, which have only grown as the administration cuts agency budgets. People have 30 days to provide comments about the proposed rule changes. Most feedback on the proposal has been negative, with polls showing most Americans favor maintaining current protections. Tomasula says the ramifications of this proposal would harm habitat protections for threatened species such as bog turtles in New York.
With habitat being the top driver for species extinction, all species need a safe place to live, feed, and breed.
This is Edwin JVR for New York News Connection.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. You can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.